The period around the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century is a particularly fascinating one. The world had changed dramatically over the course of the 19th century. Industrialization, colonialism, and the growth of big cities had transformed how people lived and worked, and how they understood the world. Ideas were traveling faster than ever before, with photography, cheaper books and magazines, and faster modes of travel allowing people and information to circulate rapidly. By the end of the 19th century, artists and designers were, alongside everyone else, struggling to come to terms with what all this change meant. What should this modern world look like? The solutions they came up with varied widely. Some emphasized the past, looking back to the Middle Ages, to the 18th century, or to the traditional folk cultures of their nations, to try and imbue their work with the moral, aesthetic, or national qualities they felt the modern world needed. Some were inspired by non-Western cultures, as international trade and multinational empires brought different parts of the world into contact. Some looked to science for new ideas about psychology, biology, and energy in the universe, and sought to develop forms of art and design that reflected this new world view. New materials, iron, steel, concrete, plate glass, new ways of handling glass and ceramics, new media such as photography and film also challenged people to find new ways of working. Wherever their main inspiration lay, artists and designers were united in a shared commitment to finding a new style for this new age. This new style would supersede the various classical and Gothic historicist styles that had dominated the art and design of the 19th century. Art Nouveau is the name scholars now use for this Europe-wide movement. There were almost as many different ways of interpreting what this new style would look like as there were artists and designers. It had many different names, including Jugendstil, which meant youth style, and Secessionsstil, meaning secession style, which was a reference to the break or secession many younger artists made from the traditional art academies. In many places it was referred to simply as the new style or the modern style. This course will explore the varied forms of Art Nouveau across Europe. We will look at the origins of the idea that the modern world needed a new style of art, architecture, and design, and we will look at the different solutions found. The course's coverage of painting alongside architecture and design reflects the emphasis at the turn of the century on breaking down the barriers between the fine and applied arts. In order to understand Art Nouveau, it is important to reflect on the new social and cultural context it emerged from. With this in mind, the course will consider themes such as the changing role of women in society, shopping, and the new ways of buying art and design, and the rise of nationalism. The popularity of Art Nouveau buildings and designs by figures such as Macintosh, Gaudi, and Mucha today is a testament to the inventive, idealistic beauty of many of these works. This course will enable you to understand in greater depth what these designers and artists were trying to do, and connect their work to the wider transformation of culture in this period.